Rasha for Seder V'eschanan, Shabbos Nachamu, Tavshin Ayin Gimel. Svarim bring down that Shabbos Nachamu is almost like a yontif. And you have to understand what the exact simcha is, that even after Tisha B'Av is over, the Beis HaMikdash is still destroyed. The Kli Yakar explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu asked, Ebra no ve'era es ha'aretz, I want to go over and see the land, he was really asking two things. One, to be able to go physically into Eretz Yisrael. The second, even if he wouldn't be able to go there physically, at least to be able to see the land. And the Rabbeinu Shalom responded to him that to go over physically, you're not allowed, but I will allow you to see the land itself. The idea of seeing the land could be have two basic ideas to it. One is, the idea of seeing is to really be able to understand and appreciate all of the milas of Eretz Yisrael, and that refers to the intellectual seeing. And we have an idea that wherever a person can actually physically fulfill a mitzvah, at least understanding it, learning about it, reciting the parshios of korbanos, takes the place of actually bringing them. And therefore, machshava tova kadosh baruch mitzarfa lemaisa, where it's impossible for a person to fulfill the mitzvah physically, actually, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam takes his thought and makes it as if he did the mitzvah. This is the idea also that the Shaloh HaKadosh says that Avraham Avinu was in Eretz Yisrael for Bris Ben Abisorim 5 years before the mitzvah of Lech Lecha, and yet the Rabbeinu Shalom sent him back to Chutz La'aretz and told him to come back 5 years later in order that during those 5 years he should have tremendous desire, tremendous ga'aguim, to come back to Eretz Yisrael in order that for all future generations, whenever we're not able to physically be in Eretz Yisrael, at least people should want to be in Eretz Yisrael, because the idea of wanting and thinking and understanding the mile of being in Eretz Yisrael also is a very positive thing. We find the same thing that achakelo b'chol yom sheyava, the idea of constantly awaiting the coming of Mashiach, partially is in order to be able to understand what the world will be like then. Why are we waiting? What are the milas of Yemos HaMashiach that will be able to keep the Torah under the most ideal circumstances? And just thinking about that and understanding it is in itself a tremendous mila. And the same thing goes with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Hodas Maimed Har Sinai. If you couldn't be there physically, but chayiv adam liros es atzmo ki ilu hu yotza mimitzrayim, person has to consider himself, see himself, as if he went out of Mitzrayim. When you can't actually do it, at least understanding it, seeing it, has some effect. Another benefit is that the actual seeing of an object connects it to the person and brings him closer to that object, even if he can't actually connect to it physically, but he connects to it through his sight, which is also a connection. And that's why seeing things physically make a greater impression on a person, as when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu to go out and look at the stars, even though he knew intellectually what the stars looked like, seeing them made a tremendous bigger difference. Or the opposite, for Isa Shemesh V'Yareach V'Nidach Lahem V'Yishtach Avisa Lahem, seeing the sun and the moon, even though you know the sun and the moon, but seeing it can lead a person to negative things in a much more concrete way than not seeing it and just intellectualizing it. Same thing, seeing the tzitzis makes you remember the Kisei HaKovod, remember the mitzvahs. And even though you can remember without seeing something, seeing it makes it more real. All the brachos that we make on things that we see are for this same reason. In this vein, Chazal say, Kol ha-misabal Yerushalayim zoche v'roa b'simchasa. Person who mourns for Yerushalayim merits to see its simcha. Doesn't say he will merit to see the simcha in the future. But the idea is that mourning is understanding what you've lost. And by understanding what you've lost, you see and understand what it is there is to regain. And seeing that and understanding it is itself connects a person to that simcha. And therefore, one who mourned properly on Tisha B'Av, even though on Tisha B'Av itself, the Churban overshadows this idea of connecting in and understanding the simcha that is missing, and therefore having connection to that simcha, when Shabbos comes, Shabbos itself is like a mikdash. And the Ramban brings there that the Shabbos itself is a mikdash. So therefore, as soon as a person who had this understanding through his Avelis on Tisha B'Av comes to Shabbos and is able to see the mikdash of Shabbos, to see the simcha of what is missing, that in itself is almost like a yantif. Perhaps we can extend this to understand the Medrash, Nachamu, Nachamu. Just like the Jewish people sinned doubly and they were punished doubly, they will get a double comfort. It could be the idea of the double sin is that not only did they sin in action, but mentally they abandoned the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's only a mental thing because it didn't actually happen. But in their mind's eye, they felt separate from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they abandoned the Ribbono Shel Olam, and then they actually did the averas of serving idolatry and other averas. So they sinned doubly, one in thought and in what they perceived, and the other in what they actually did, and therefore they were punished doubly. One in action, that the Ribbono Shel Olam brought all the klolos, but the many of the klolos were only perceived. For instance, it says you'll run away and no one will pursue you, or you'll be afraid, may Allah nidaf, from a falling leaf. So those things are only perceived. The Ribbono Shel Olam punished them in kind. They sinned in perception, not only in action. They were punished in perception, not only in action. And the nechama will also be double. In the end, in action, we will actually be comforted and everything will be righted. However, seeing and understanding that simcha of what is missing connects us and gives us a chance to understand it, that in itself is part of the nechama, that is part of the comfort. Let us rejoice in the fact that we understand the simcha that will be one day. And we understand what we are missing, and we long for it, and we connect ourselves to it. If we can't connect in physically, like Moshe Rabbeinu could not go into Eretz Yisrael, but we can see it, perceive it, understand it, connect ourselves to it, then that also warrants a tremendous celebration. And we hope that Emir Tzashem, the day will come when the second Nechama, the Nechama in action, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael, build the Beis HaMikdash with the coming of Mashiach soon in our days. Mashiach soon in our days. Mashiach soon in our days.